love to see as many teens out as we can. If you have any questions,
good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to see you, and it's great to be back in Bathurst. This is our third trip here to be with you over the last few years, and it's a delight to be able to be here again, to meet some of you again, and to meet some of you for the first time. It's a blessing, and we are really, really grateful to be here. I'm married to Bonnie. We have two sons, Jared and Seth. We have two grandsons, Micah and Eli. Micah is, Eli's 8, and Micah's 10. Micah's 10 years old, and he's taller than I am. Now,
God bless you as you bring forth the word.
I understand that's no great accomplishment, but for 10 years old, it's something. He obviously didn't get his height from our side of the family, but he's a big boy. How many of you have grandkids? They're a blessing. It's been said that grandkids are God's reward for not killing your own. Right? Yeah. And it's a delight. And how many know that's true? I want to give honor to Pastor Andrew and Pam this morning. We are praying for Pastor and praying God's grace and strength and presence in his life. I want to thank Pastor Andrew and the board for the privilege of being here today, the privilege of being here in Evangel. I don't know if I should tell you this or not. Maybe you already know. I guess it depends on how this morning goes, but I'm here for the next 5 weeks. If the place is emptied out next Sunday, that's not a good thing, but I hope you'll be back, and I am so grateful. You know, I pastored a long, long time, 22 years in Lincoln, Maine, and 9 years in Quispam Sisset at Waypoint Church and other ministry on either side of that, and I was just thinking today, just walking amongst... I'm not the pastor here, but boy, I just love his church, the Lord's church. I love to be here this morning. It was a little over a 2.5 hour drive up this morning, and I was just looking forward to being here, to being in God's presence, to being with you, to greeting you, to shaking your hand. And though our stay will come and go, I want you to know that for this little season, that Pastor Tim is all in. I am all in for these 5 weeks and believing that God is going to speak to our hearts, believing that he's going to work in our lives. And I want to encourage you to open your heart to the Lord. Amen? Amen. This morning I'm going to read in just a moment from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if you want to turn your Bible or find it on your device, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm a low-tech pastor. I don't come with a lot of bells and whistles. What you see is what you get. I'm not fancy. I'm just a country boy from rural Maine. And for those of you that are alarmed at that, I married a Canadian 44 years ago, so I'm asking for some credit there. And I became a Canadian citizen 2 years ago, so I'm asking for some credit there. Credit? Do I get credit? Okay. But I'm just a simple country boy that loves God, loves his church, loves people, and am absolutely honored and thrilled to be here today.
This morning I'm going to read... in just a moment from first
some years ago, I met a middle-aged man named Brian.
I'm a low-tech pastor.
Brian was never married.
I don't come with a lot of bells and whistles.
Brian never had any children. Brian,
what you see is what you get,
was, I believe, what they would call today developmentally challenged.
From rural Maine, and for those of you that are
Brian was different. That's true. lived at home with his aging mother,
so I'm asking for some credit there.
And for his whole life,
And I became a Canadian citizen.
Brian had dealt with bullying.
So I'm asking for some credit there. Credit? Do I get credit? Okay.
Being made fun of.
But I'm just
the truth was,
boy that loves God, loves
Brian never fit in. No matter where he went, no matter what he did, no matter what group that he was attending, Brian never fit in.
Some years ago,
he was different than others.
I met a middle-aged...
Brian had just never found a place where he could belong. And one Sunday, you know, I often remind myself, and I do it even as I say it to you, I often tell young pastors that I have an opportunity to mentor or spend time with.
Lived at home.
It's never just another Sunday.
And for his whole life.
Today, I know, it's just July 13th. Here we are in the middle of summer and, you know, enjoying the brief reprieve that we get. Sorry to remind you, but, you know, we know what it's like to live with seasons, right? So we enjoy. And here we are hung up in just the middle of summer. People are vacationing. Some people are away. Some people are here visiting today on vacation. Welcome. But it's never just another Sunday.
Never found a place.
Because in any given Sunday,
could be long.
You just don't know who might be here, what need might be present, what crisis might be afoot, what heart is hurting, what life is in jeopardy, what questions are rolling around. You don't know what somebody's Saturday night was like, and they happen to find the courage and grace and strength to come out to church, and you won't know it by shaking their hand. You'll never know it, but they're very broken. None of you look broken to me today. But the reality is that probably even in this group, somebody struggles, there's hurts, there's...
Some people are away. Some people
there's stuff
are here visiting today on
happening.
Welcome.
So you never know, right? So here it is, just another Sunday in Lincoln, Maine, and I come in.
Because in any given Sunday,
and on that given Sunday, Brian and his mother came to church. I can't remember. If I found out, I can't recall why, how, what brought them. I don't know. But there they were, Brian and his mother in our church that morning. I didn't know Brian, but when you pastor a place long enough, you can get to know the crowd that comes. And when somebody's new there, you can often pick it out. I mean, it's funny how I live in a little place called Murray Corner, and I have gardens and a creek in the back, and I have a creek off and a kind of a marsh off to the east, and I got a field over here, out our front windows we look at Prince Edward Island and the bridge and the Northumberland Strait, and it's funny how when you get used to a picture, I can go out on any given day, and if something's out of place, often I can pick it out. Something's moved. There's an animal, or there's a tree falling over, or the garden. Something in the garden doesn't look right, or there's a black spot there. It's like that for pastors. You know, we stand up, we face you, and when we've done it for years, we get kind of a snapshot. How many of you are sitting in the same seat you sat in last Sunday?
Crowd that comes.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody's new there,
I mean, I think we ought to just switch that up someday. I'm not going to do that, but.
It's funny how I live in a little place called Corner, and
I saw Brian and his mother.
And a creek in the back, and have a creek off.
And so often, when I see a guest, I'll make it a point to go to them. And that morning, I hugged Brian. I don't know. Not everybody likes hugs, you know.
funny how when you get
some
used
people
to
are okay
I
with hugs. Listen,
I go out on any given day, and if
I resisted the urge today to hug all of you.
There's a something's moved.
But even though I didn't hug you, I was thinking it.
Because
I love to hug. Listen, if you don't want me to hug you, when I reach out my hand to shake your hand, just lock your arm.
Stand up, we
okay, if you lock your arm, I can't get in. No matter how I try, you know, you always move back from me. So if you don't want to hug, just remember, lock your arm, you'll keep me out. Other than that,
I'm not going to do that.
I'm coming in. Gave Brian a hug.
I saw Brian and his mother.
Told him I was glad he came. Brian had a truck. Brian was proud of his truck. Not long after that first visit, Brian and his mother continued to come, and it was just a few weeks later. One day we had an office building there, and one day Brian, actually I didn't know it was him, but a truck pulled up into our parking lot, and in comes Brian. Brian came into my office. And he said, Pastor, I want to show you my truck.
I love to hug.
So I got up from what I was doing. You know, when I went out and looked at Brian's truck.
Okay,
and
if you lock your arm, I can't get in. No matter how I try.
In the world of trucks, it was nothing special. So but
if you don't want to hug, just remember.
It was sure special to Brian.
Other than that,
and I made sure to make a big deal of Brian's truck. Found everything I could to compliment him about his truck, and he was very, very, very proud of his truck. And it was only a few weeks after that, Brian continued to come, and I asked Brian if he wanted to help us receive the offering, just like some did today. And he was glad to do it. In fact, he was really excited to do it. He was thrilled at the thought that he could be a part of something.
Brian came into my office.
He was thrilled at the thought,
and he said, Pastor,
that somebody wanted him.
I love the hug.
And his mother would tell me, oh, Pastor, you don't know how much Brian loves to take the offering. He can't wait. He can't wait for the schedule to come out every month just to look and find what Sunday or Sundays he's on the schedule, because that's his favorite Sunday when he gets to take the offering. Brian was glad to do it, and you know what? Brian and his mother never left. They never left. This morning, I'm excited to begin a series of messages that I'll share with you, God willing, over these 5 weeks.
And I asked Brian if he wanted.
And this is the thought that I hope to leave with you after these 5 weeks, and it is this: every piece is important.
At the thought,
every piece. In our context, we could say it this way: every person
somebody
is important. Brian,
and his mother,
Brian's
me,
peace,
oh, Pastor, you don't know,
was important. And I pray that over the next weeks that we're together, you will come to understand just how important your peace is, just how important your neighbor's peace is, just how important your co-worker's peace is, and that we will understand in a fresh way that our mission, our purpose is to find and connect missing pieces. Do you hear that? Find and connect missing pieces. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. This morning, I hope you were handed a Lego piece. Did everybody get a Lego piece? Did anybody not get a Lego piece? Lift your hand. Let me see. If you didn't get a Lego piece, anybody here not get one? Because if you didn't get one, we have one for you. Everybody get a Lego piece? Let me see it. Hold it up. Let me see your Lego piece. Everybody's got one. Jake, do you have one?
Just how important
you got two up here. Okay. I didn't see him lift it up. So listen, somebody, I was asking somebody if they got their Lego piece, and they said yes.
Our purpose is to
find
and connect.
I thought it was a piece of candy.
Missing pieces. Did you hear that?
I said, hope you didn't put it in your mouth. One thing, it'll last a long time, but it's not candy. But everybody got a piece of Lego. And I want everyone to take your piece of Lego, and I want you to look at it. And I think there's something that quickly becomes obvious about every piece of Lego. I don't know what color you got. I don't know what, you know, shape you got. That's kind of how we are, you know. Colors, shapes, sizes, and probably not too different in that some of you have a lot of connection points, some of you have only few. I made sure that there were no one connection point Lego pieces in. Nobody's getting off with that. All multiple points of connection. And I want to share this with you today. Every one of us, every one of us, are made for connection. When God made you, He made you for connection. Now, I'm not going to point her out, but there's someone here in the room resisting that right now. And I want to tell her, even though you don't think so, you're made for connection. Sometimes we feel like, well, that's for everybody else, but not for me. And I just want you to see me after church and show me that in the Bible. That God hasn't made you for connection. God made every one of us unique, absolutely. Wired different, loud, quiet. Some of you are demonstrative. If we tied your hands together, you couldn't talk. Right? Some of us aren't demonstrative at all. Put our hands in our pocket and we'll be just fine. Different, right? But every one of us made for connection. Every Lego piece has one purpose. Every Lego piece has a purpose. Even the little men that they make. Look on the bottom of their feet. Connection. Every Lego piece is made to be connected. And Paul gave us that truth about the church, that it's to be connected in chapter 12. And I'll read verse 20 to you now. It says, Paul says, yes, there are many parts, but only one body. And so just as the Lego piece is made for connection, we are made for connection. But there's a big step. There's a big gap between being made for connection and being connected. What we are made for and what we become and do, there's a gap there. Your piece is important. But whether you live your life as a piece or a part of something bigger is up to you. There's an awful lot of people that even though they know better, they choose. They choose isolation. A lot of people make excuses why they can't be, why they won't, why they're not comfortable. Listen, if you haven't figured it out now, serving God is not entirely comfortable all the time. And if you are entirely comfortable, that's bad news. You know what they do with people that are about to die? Make them comfortable. Right? If you are entirely comfortable in your walk with God, if God isn't challenging you, prodding you, pushing you, challenging you forward, inviting you to grow, getting you outside of your usual. How many have your usual? You know, the Tim's double-double. And Lord, help us if it's a triple-triple. Or a single-single. Because I can't drink that.
right? Because we get what we're used to. We all have rhythms, but God help us if we get overly comfortable. So your peace is important, but whether you live your life as a piece or part of something bigger is up to you. I don't want to stir up any difficult memories today or reopen any old wounds. But the truth is that some people grow up being part of families that don't want them. That's tragic. It's hard to even say. And I can't imagine having to live that out. To be in a family that doesn't want you. But I am so glad to tell you today that God wants you in His family. Did you hear that? That God wants you in His family. I want every one of you to, I want to look at every one of you just for a moment. And I don't know your name, don't know all your names yet. I know a few of you. I met Mr. Doucette this morning. Mr. Doucette, that's how he introduced himself to me. I'm Mr. Doucette, and I felt like saluting. Mr. Doucette. He was kidding. He has a name. I don't know what it is. I'm going to forever remember him as Mr. Doucette. But God wants you in His family. You're important to Him. You're special to Him. Some days we feel it and some days we don't. But the truth is that God wants you in His family. And I believe I can say today that this church, Evangel Bathurst, wants you in this church family. Every one of you are an important piece. And I don't know how you feel about that today. I don't know what your journey is. I don't know what's going on in your heart or your head. But I'm here to tell you the truth. There's a lot of lies. There's a lot of misinformation that Satan distributes. There's a lot of people say a lot of things that just aren't so. This is the truth, that God has a place for you in His family. He wants you. And this church has a place for you. And we want you. You belong and you have a part. You see, every one of us has an eternal purpose. You literally, imagine, have God's DNA. Imagine. But every one of you hold the key to your connection. It's your choice. It's one of the great truths about the gospel. We come to Jesus because we choose Him. Right? Nobody comes to Jesus at gunpoint. No forced conversions. No. In the kingdom of God, it's an invitation. It's an invitation. It's open arms. Pieces are part of a process. Ephesians 2 and verse 10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He has planned for us long ago." Pieces find meaning and purpose as they surrender to the bigger picture. We raised two boys, and we have two grandsons. Those two boys loved Lego. To this day, in our garage, I was in it this week, we have a great big tote bin full of Lego. That's between, let's see,
They said never do math in public, right? I think Seth's going to be 40. And I think Jared's going to be 42. If my wife is watching this online, she's going to correct me when I get home. So that Lego, I've had 40 years, right? And there it sits in a bin, all disconnected, discombobulated, looks like nothing. Just a big bunch of pieces. But do you realize, and most of you do, you realize what that tote full of misfits can make? I mean, it's incredible. I have a friend who collects Lego. I haven't yet seen his collection, but I want to see his collection. Because with Lego, you can make incredible masterpieces. Potential. And we all think that at times about ourselves. There's nothing special about me. There's nothing really unique about me. I'm just a very average, normal person. And I tell you that to look at this piece, it's blue. It's a rectangle. 8 connection points. There's 1,000 more. There's 1,000,000 more of them, right? But I tell you, in the right place, with the right connection, with a master plan, with a master putting it together, it is incredible, the potential. You see, we can never do alone what we can do together. Many of you know Pastor Kevin. He's our district superintendent. And Pastor Kevin loves to use the phrase. He'll often sign many of his letters to us, to you. Look in the next annual report. There'll be a letter from the superintendent. Often he'll sign the letter, "We're better together." And that is so true. As pieces come together, the picture takes shape. It's why your piece is important. One Lego piece is never the complete picture. In coming to Evangel, I come as a piece. That's all. That's it. I'm just a piece. My value, my potential, even though I have this privilege of standing on this stage and speaking to you, really, I simply come to you as a piece. And my value, my potential is only realized as I become a piece that is connected. That's why many of you, I asked you your name this morning. I wasn't being courteous. I wanted to know. And so I met Corey and I met Mr. Doucette. And I met Bob. And I met Christine. And I met Jake. And I knew Ocean. And I'm going to do my best. I don't know how far I'll get in 5 weeks. And in 5 weeks I'll be gone. But I'm going to work hard to be connected, to know your name, to make sure every one of you know how important you are to God, that your life matters. I don't care your story. I don't care where you've been. I don't care your history. I don't care in that it doesn't matter. Your journey up to this point, it could be incredibly hard. But this much is true, your piece is important. And I'm not sure if you know this or if anyone has said this to you lately or ever, but we need you. Every one of you in this room, we need you. And this church needs you. And God wants you in his family. But to be connected, we have to choose to surrender our peace. We have to choose. We have to submit ourselves. We have to offer ourselves. We have to surrender ourselves. Choose to be connected. I started the message today. Worship team, would you come, please? And when you come, just begin to play softly, if you would. I started the message today by telling you about Brian. Brian attended our church community for a number of years. And then Brian got sick. And he just never got better. After Brian passed, I was sitting with his mother, and she told me as we planned Brian's funeral how much being a part of community, was the name of our church, being part of community meant to him. She told me with tears in her eyes, I'll never forget it, how much taking the offering meant to him. She told me how much a few compliments about his truck meant to him. She told me how much a hug from his pastor, when most people avoided him, when most people made fun of him, when most people wanted nothing to do with him because he was different, when most people bullied him, how much it meant to Brian to have not only his pastor, but other people hug him, want him, value him. She told me how much belonging to something bigger than himself meant, just to belong. Just to have a part. Just to have that feeling that means so much to us all at points in our lives. Just to have a little feeling inside of him that he was important. And he felt that way because he was. That's the truth. That's the truth. You know, people are pretty good judges of character. Not always, but usually you can see through fake and facade pretty quickly. Brian came to understand that the hugs, the affirmation was real, and that I loved him, and that I loved being his pastor, that we loved having him in our church. Brian was a piece, that's it. Just a piece, but it became so much more than that because Brian became connected. And because of it, he found Jesus. And he knew what it meant to belong. I'm telling you, every one of you that are here today, every one of you that are listening to this message, I tell you today, God wants that for each of you. And I want that for each of you. Too many churches today are fractured, divided over things that just don't matter. So what can you do in response to the message today? Here's where I want to challenge you to respond, Evangel Bathurst. What can you do in response to the message? Number one, surrender your peace and choose to be connected. I don't know your journey. I don't know if you've been here months or years. I don't know. I don't know anything except for a very few of you. I don't know your story. But I want to challenge you today to surrender your peace and choose. Choose to be connected. Surrender is not forced. It is offered. I want to encourage you today to offer
yourself. Be the peace. Be the person that helps someone else be connected. This is your challenge, Evangel Bathurst. Come a little earlier and stay a little longer. Remember I mentioned it being uncomfortable? Come a little earlier, stay a little longer. Let someone know they're missed. Take the time for conversation. Listen, in every church, Evangel Bathurst is no different. In every church, there's people who just seem to stay on the fringe. They just, listen, when you come to church, be the person that never lets anyone come into this church without someone talking to them. If you don't know them, maybe go one at a time. We don't want a beehive necessarily, but seek them out. I'm going to pick on this fellow over here. I don't mean to pick on you, brother. But see how he's up here kind of... He's the kind of guy I want to go to. What's your name? Weston? Nice to meet you, Weston. I'm glad you're here. We're all glad you're here. And the Lord's glad you're here. You have a Lego piece? You didn't get one? You came late. Weston. And none of this was planned. Nobody told me about Weston sitting over here. It's yours, okay? I got more. I want you to, you can do anything you want with that. Throw it in the trash when you get home if you want to, but if you keep it, every time you look at it, I want you to remember your piece is important. You matter. In fact, for every one of you that are here today, I don't know what you'll do with that Lego piece when you're done with it. Maybe, you know, whatever you'll do with it, you'll do. But if you happen to keep it, sit it on your dresser, put it in your pocket, put it in the... I was going to say in the ashtray of your truck. Do trucks have ashtrays anymore? I don't know. Put it in your car somewhere. I just pray that every time you see that Lego piece, you'll remember you matter. You belong. God loves you, cares about you, and has you in His heart. Amen? Every piece is important in Jesus' name. Father, write that simple message on our hearts today. And I pray for someone in the room today that feels incredibly lonely. I pray for someone in the room today that feels incredibly isolated, disconnected, feels like they have little to no value. I pray in the name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, I pray for someone listening to this message. I pray in the name of Jesus, may there come to that person an awareness, God, that you love them. You incredibly love them. In fact, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus. Whoever would believe in him would not need to perish but could have everlasting life. Father, I pray as we prepare our hearts for communion, Lord, that in communion we would realize just how valuable we are. In the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus, that we would remember just how valuable we are. Lord, I pray that that message would be real to us today. That truth would be real. I pray that Evangel Bathurst would be challenged to respond to the message today and to be the person that helps connect others. doesn't let anybody be isolated, doesn't let anybody come in without a conversation, that seeks out the lonely, seeks out the addicted, seeks out the broken, seeks out the one that's different, seeks out the one that the world sees no value in. Oh Lord, you always see value. You always see worth. You look on this congregation today, Lord, and you see value. You see worth. And I pray, God, you'll make it so real to every heart. And even in this communion, we would be reminded that you loved us that much. So, Father, be glorified in this communion moment, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Those who are going to help me serve communion, would you come at this time, please? We're going to serve communion to you, and when you get the cup, I just want to encourage you to hold your cup, and we'll partake together in just a few moments, all right? Right underneath the cup, there's two cups. The bread is underneath that first cup. Pick up the cup, you'll see the bread. But hold your emblems. We're all going to partake together today, all right? Ushers, come.
There is no one like the Lord our every day of my life. I could search the world and never find another like you, another like you.
Scripture tells us to examine our hearts as we come to the Lord's table. And I want to encourage you in a moment of prayer this morning to do just that. When the Lord says examine your heart, it doesn't mean you have to be perfect. You just need to be forgiven. If you're here today and you have unconfessed sin, maybe it's been a long time since you asked the Lord to forgive you. And I would encourage you in this moment of prayer, just cry out to Him. The Scripture says, call upon the name of the Lord. Just call upon Him. You say, Pastor, it can't be that simple. And I'm telling you today that that's His invitation to you. And you're welcome to receive communion today. Just let Him cleanse your heart. In fact, I'd give this word of encouragement to us all. Keep short accounts with God. Ask Him often, Lord, cleanse my heart. I find myself often whispering that prayer to Him, Lord, cleanse my heart. Nothing between my heart and You, Lord. So in this moment of prayer, if you need to, and I'd encourage us all to take advantage of the opportunity to just turn to the Lord afresh. Father, thank You for these emblems. Thank You for the open door, the invitation we have to come into the presence of God because of Jesus. I pray for someone in the room that's hesitant. Lord, give them the courage right now. Lord, forgive me. Jesus, forgive me. Father, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Lord, I choose You today, and I choose to turn away from sin and unrighteousness, and I choose to turn to You. Come on, let's do that together. I choose, Lord, to turn to You. Father, thank You that You in no way will cast us out, but Lord, Your arms are open wide to receive us, to welcome us, to embrace us just as we are. Because every piece is important, Lord. And I pray that in this bread and this juice that we receive today, that we will be reminded in a brand new way in our hearts, Lord, of how important we are. So we ask Your blessing upon these emblems. May they encourage and strengthen us. We know that they are just symbols, but Lord, as we receive them, may they speak to us. May they encourage us. May they bring strength to us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Scripture says, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, He took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. Let's take the bread. Let's be thankful. Let's eat together. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for Your broken body. You loved and love us that much, Lord. We bless You and we praise You. We thank You. In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Never forget, Jesus died for you.
rose again for you, and never forget, Jesus is coming again, just as he promised. Jesus is coming again. Amen. Let's drink together and be thankful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Your amazing love, your amazing grace, we thank you. And we bless you and we praise you. Let's all stand together. I want to encourage you today. Take the presence of Jesus with you. If there is a need in your life, you need prayer, you need God's help, we're here for you. Now I want you to remember this week, and I pray the Holy Spirit will remind you of it often. Every piece is important. Amen? In fact, as Bob's coming, he's going to close us. Pastor Bob, I want you to just turn to your neighbor. Tell them your peace is important. Would you do that? Find a neighbor and tell them your peace is important. Amen. Pastor Bob, come and close our service.
Praise God. Thank you, brother, for that good word this morning. Amen. And here at Evangel, we truly do believe in healing. We believe in miracles. It's only faith in his name will move mountains. As Pastor Tim already given the invitation, if you would like prayer, we would invite you now to come. And there will be those who will be here to pray along with you, to pray you through the victory. If you have to know at this time, God bless you. We hope to see you again next Sunday. But if you would like prayer, please come now. We'll pray for you. God bless you.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the King. Worthy is the one who reigns forever, seated on the throne.